You're listening to SBS News.
There's a bull sea lion going up for a walk at the back of the beach there, guys. That's one of the males.
The long curved coastline of southern Australia, known as the Great Australian Bight, is home to a unique collection of marine life. Sea lions, fur seals and great white sharks are among the many species that dwell in the cold, deep waters. Due to its remoteness and the rough, often hostile seas, it's a place relatively untouched by humans. Jody Rummer is an assistant professor of research at the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University. She says the bight is one of the less understood marine ecosystems in Australian waters.
But the Great Australian Bight is home to such biodiversity. I think around 80 to 85% of the species found here are endemic, so they're only found here in this area, which is pretty special.
In recent years, several major oil companies have expressed their interest in the region. Norwegian company Statoil is the latest, taking over two exploration permits from BP last year. Matthew Doman is the South Australian and Northern Territory Director of the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. He says if oil exploration leads to a discovery in the Bight, it could have significant economic benefits.
This is potentially as significant as Bass Strait. The oil and gas activity in Bass Strait has seen the creation of thousands of jobs in Victoria, see very significant benefits to regional communities.
Mr. Doman says Statoil is preparing its environmental plan for submission to regulatory body NOPSEMA. If their plan is approved, they could start exploratory drilling about 200 kilometres off the South Australian coast as early as the end of next year. Port Lincoln Mayor Bruce Green says both the major industries in his city, fishing and grain, are mature, and another source of economic activity would be welcome.
I mean, we're all struggling to hold our own, let alone grow. So we would expect that any major development in the Great Australian Bight would really bring significant economic growth to parts of the Eyre Peninsula.
But in nearby Elliston, there are fears industrial activity in the Bight could bring disaster. Elliston Mayor Kim Callaghan says an oil spill would be catastrophic for the region, devastating tourism and seafood production.
And if anything did go wrong, well, you might as well put the close for business sign out, because it would ruin our beautiful coastline.
8 years ago, BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded, spilling 750 million litres of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Environmentalists say the possibility of any spill in the Bight is too great a risk.
No drilling in the Bight!
Last week, a team of Greenpeace activists toured waters off Port Lincoln, hoping to bring attention to their cause. Ord Nordo is the communications manager of Greenpeace Norway.
What we have seen lately is that the rate of both potential and actual safety incidents, they are rising in the oil industry. So that's an alarming concern.
Jody Rummer, the James Cook University scientist, studies the effects of oil on fish. She says even a small spill could be disastrous.
Well, I think what's particularly alarming is that our findings are with really low concentrations of oil. So if you can think about a couple drops in an Olympic-sized swimming pool, it's a really dilute amount of oil. And so a small spill, or even after we think we have a spill cleaned up, is still causing really bad effects on fish species, but also entire ecosystems.
Last year, oil company Chevron abandoned its interest in the Bight, citing low global oil prices. BP pulled out in October, saying it would focus on other projects. A month earlier, it had released worst-case oil spill modelling, which showed the impact of such an event could stretch along the Australian coastline from Western Australia through to Victoria and the Tasmanian coast. Here's Matthew Doman again.
It's very important to understand what these models represent. They model a scenario where a significant event occurs and nothing is done to respond to it. That won't happen. They're very implausible worst case scenarios. It's important that we plan for those scenarios, but they're not what at all we expect to occur.
In a statement, Statoil said safety was a priority, saying, "We will only undertake drilling activity if we can do it safely and in accordance with Australia's strict environmental and regulatory requirements." Pending approval, Statoil could start exploration drilling by the end of next year. And if they find what they're looking for, more companies may follow in their wake. Santos, Karoon Gas and Bight Petroleum also hold exploration rights for the Bight, but are yet to firm up any plans. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.